I guess what's unique about my position is that I'm at the top of the food chain in terms of that circle. So you get an opportunity to hear all the perspectives. And just following up on what Claudia just presented, it's been very difficult at all levels, from both from the line staff all the way up to management, because ultimately dealing with, particularly for union contracts, is once the workforce is gone, you're left with management to not only manage the place but also do the jobs. So it's been very difficult. But hopefully during our talk, I'll give you a perspective of the health department. As Claudia indicated, is that the Bureau of Health Services is 7 entities, and I represent one of those 7. And at least I'm proud to say that we are able to track who we see with public health. We are able to track. And in the room is our new state health director, Dr. Damian Arnold. So I want to make him feel comfortable that his second largest health department is doing just fine. So here, my perspective is public health systems, expenditures, and its implication on racial and ethnic health disparities. And I see how well I do this. You guys can grade me afterwards. Six particular areas I will cover: background, just give you a little additional information, County of Cook, the proportion selected countywide health care services delivered, total health care expenditures in a different way, comment on that. Suburban Cook County, selective demographic profile, selected disparities in suburban Cook County, my department's economic profile, actions my department is taking in the midst of this economic climate, and actions that we, all of us, in terms of public health, can take to try to close the gap on some of these disparities in the climate, which there really is a lack of funding. So briefly, Cook County represents 129 municipalities. I represent a jurisdiction of, I'll go back and start off saying that the County of Cook is 920 square miles. Of that 920 square miles, 700 square miles is my jurisdiction. That's everything outside of Chicago. 150 of those 700 square miles is unincorporated, meaning that I'm completely responsible for all the activities within those unincorporated areas, but within that roughly 400 or 500 square miles, there's 128 municipalities, which I think I have the most complex public health jurisdiction in the nation, in terms of I have one elected official who's my boss, the president of the county board. Then I got 17 other bosses, the county commissioners who believe they run the county system. And then I have 128 separate elected mayors who I respond to on a given Monday. And then you have their elected councils within that structure. So that's why I'm in D.C. Every once in a while, you got to duck underneath and just get out of town. So within that, and with Damian joining me in the fight, I get to push it up to the state now, and that's great. So we have within suburban Cook County, in the County of Cook, there are 5 municipal state-certified health departments, including the city of Chicago. I have no jurisdiction in the city of Chicago, thank goodness. But within it, there's 4 municipal state health departments that were grandfathered in when the state of Illinois, in its wisdom, allowed that to happen instead of going completely with a countywide or regional health system approach. But that's another discussion at another meeting. The yellow represents the northern part of my jurisdiction, and the red represents my southern part. And I point that out because Cook County has really represents the nation in terms of I have the richest municipality in the nation, and I have the poorest municipality in the country. So the wealth is, of course, in the northern part, and the wealth is struggling into the southern part of Cook County, so I'll say it that way. So if you keep that picture in mind, hopefully the disparities, which is interesting, is that this particular map, if I put all my disparity pictures on it, they all look like north, west, south, and you just fall economically along the same profile. Just a little different slant. Looking at some raw data that a colleague that we all work with took a stab at in terms of looking at our health system and saying, okay, in a climate where we have I'll say it this way, since I might be recorded and press might be here, that allegedly we have patronage, allegedly we have mismanagement and all that good stuff. But out of all of that, if you look at just saying, okay, through all of that, are we, the proportion of services we're providing, is it in line with the proportion of money that we're getting? Very raw. I'm an epidemiologist by training, so none of this is statistically significant. It's just a very broad picture. So within that, if you look at just briefly, I'll just explain one of these bars, and I have two slides like this, is that 28% of all the TB cases diagnosed in the county of Cook are either done by the Bureau of Health Services. And if you tack on Chicago, which sees roughly more of those cases, you can see that the public health system does a lot of work in that area. So that's how this pie or this bar chart flows. If we look at, for example, the number of emergency room visits, the County of Cook represents 11% of all those visits. And that number could be a little bit higher or lower. It's just very raw. But the point is to show you this picture that in the end, if you look in terms of putting all 8 of those bar charts next to the proportion of money that we get, you can see that now for all of this alleged patronage or alleged waste, and you put that aside, you still proportionally are not paying enough into the system. And you can say that, you know, with the health services that you are providing are significant, and if you do take that away, so you're getting off cheap. It's almost like you have a Walmart providing all your health care, and you pay Walmart prices, and you're trying to cut out Walmart out, and who's going to come in and fill in that gap? So in the end, for fiscal 6, $882 million was budgeted for appropriated to the Bureau of Health Services. Not all of that is tax money. Countywide, in terms of just roughly what we spend in terms of health care in the County of Cook, including private and public, is roughly about $32.2 billion. If you compare that to what we're currently in terms of the 17% cut, we took another cut at $810 million. And if you put that against an estimated countywide statistics, cost of inflation, I just put cost of inflation, $33.8 billion. You can see this dangerous trend. So with that said, suburban Cook County, my jurisdiction. So my talk is going to take apart. It's going to now take you along to what I do in that $810 million. Suburban Cook County, the population, 66% is white, 14% is black, 13% is Hispanic, and 5% is Asian. All of these demographics are continuing to grow. We're roughly about 2.3 now million people, 2.4. Like I said, if you put that map on there, you look at poverty. In terms of my southern part of Cook County, all of my those who are percent under 100% of poverty are clearly in those pockets of southern suburban Cook County. In terms of poverty composition of neighborhoods, in terms of black and white children, you see more black children live in neighborhoods where there's a poverty composition of that neighborhood compared to white children. If you look at that southwest-north map, keep that in mind. You can see that my south district, those who are under 18, the percentage of those are roughly about 13% of that population is at 100% of poverty. In terms of education attainment, again, you can see the green is very nice and colorful up there in the northern part of Cook County, meaning that the percent of population age 25 and older with at least a high school diploma. So not only is most of my money up there, but also most of my educated population is in that northern part of Cook County. The southern part of Cook County, you're seeing less of those who are age 25 who have at least a high school diploma. In terms of Medicaid coverage, the distribution of Medicaid-eligible persons under age 65, you can see it's nice and bright red in the southern part of Cook County, nice and blue, in the northern part of Cook County. In terms of designated health professional shortage areas, again, southern part of Cook County, in terms of primary care homes, mental health, dental shortage is completely evident in southern Cook County, and this trend is going to get worse because here's an interesting fact. The city of Chicago Because it has a very robust and very, very, very capable health department, and it's been there for a long time, you have municipalities. My health department started in 1945. Most of the 128 municipalities do not have any of the health infrastructure to now take on this burden that's now moving, the population moving out of the city into the suburbs. And that's even for the northern portion of Cook County. They don't have the mental health services are not really well established. Public health in terms of our regulatory operations are split between myself and many of the municipalities. So we have, I inspect your restaurant this way, I inspect your restaurant this way. Damien, close your ears. I don't want you to hear this. We inspect your restaurant this way, we inspect your restaurant this way. So we're going to try to change that in the coming year. And so if I make it back in another year to do a presentation, I would have survived introducing an ordinance that will strengthen our food protection. But many of our municipalities, when I try to close down their restaurants, is that, well, that's the neighborhood restaurant, and, well, he contributes to my fundraiser, and that's the economic driving engine of the city. So it's very interesting, but my staff does a great job, and I try to take on those burdens that they just need to focus on their job. 5 minutes, okay. I'm going to run real quick. Selected disparities, just real quickly, in terms of blacks and whites, you can see that infant mortality per 1,000 live births, clearly higher than the rest of the population in my jurisdiction. Low birth weight births by race and ethnicity, again, go along the color line, particularly in southern portions of Cook County. You're starting to see that number to go up in the west. That's representing our Hispanic population. In terms of HIV disease, the fourth leading cause of death for African-American men and women between 25 and 54 years of age. Clearly, we're starting to see pockets in southern Cook County. Heart disease, all of this. You all know these disparities are all high blood pressure, basically south. Diabetes, in terms of looking at when we treat the most, we're treating our diabetic cases at the most expensive time in terms of when they're coming into the hospital system. In terms of just looking at the diabetes in terms of GIS maps, you can see southern Cook County has a disproportionate part of our population. The southern part of Cook County has a lot of diabetes there, or deaths from diabetes, and that has implications for our emergency preparedness. How are we to ask a population to keep a 3-day supply on when they barely can afford it, let alone have the economic conditions to afford drugs to stay prepared? Asthma and bronchitis also run on that same trend in line. Our breast cancer, I don't know if anyone's going to speak on that, but again, age-adjusted female black cancer mortality rates for blacks and whites, again, tremendously higher in Metro Chicago. When we survey women looking at characteristics of mammography services offered by race, we can look in black, again, there are black and white differences in terms of digital mammography available. White women, in terms of the red, represent that they had more services available to them than black women. And you look at violence, which is in terms of homicide, firearm, and suicide, again, disproportionately higher for blacks than if you run along the same jurisdictional lines. So it's unreasonable to expect that people will change their behaviors easily when so many forces in the social and cultural and physical environment conspire against such change. So with all of that, how can we expect that? And then also, you can put that in terms of, as a health department, knowing all this, in this economic climate, how can we make such a change? Thanks. I'm going to wrap up. So out of that $810 million, this is, I know it's a very complicated slide, but you have to put all these lines on there to really get an understanding of what a health department is faced under. Out of $810 million, 2.1% of that comes to the health department. That's roughly $16.8 million. The orange line, which I'll start with, is the adjusted appropriation, which is the amount of money that the taxpayers of Cook County put in to the health department. And that's roughly around $16 million and continues to go down a little bit. But what is more frightening is that our grant-funded money, which is that pink line, is starting to flatten out, which means that as our union contracts go up, their money stays flat. That's ultimately a decrease, and I've been in that stage for the last 3 years, and so we're starting to back out of a lot of our services because the county's not putting in the money, and the money in terms of our outside funding is staying stable. In terms of our FTEs, again, you're seeing flat with the increase in the number of services that we're being asked to provide. Over the course of those 6 years, you can see the county's share of cost per capita. So they're getting a pretty nice service in terms of health department, and they're roughly putting in $7 per person. If you add in just the outside share, it comes to, for fiscal 6, about $12.67 that someone else is funding their health department. But between what I'd like to point out to you is in FY05 and 06, 210 clinic visits dropped about almost 50,000 because grant funding just started to go down, so we had to back completely out of that program. You saw what that did. And that's probably more of case management that we saw these services go down. So with that said, I'll just we're trying to address these three parties: access to care, the UConn's and BCE related chronic illnesses in this economic climate. We're also trying to address upstream the causes of asthma and elevated lead levels in three suburban Cook County communities. Those are in the south portion. That's some of the things that we're trying to do in this economic climate. One step I will point out to all of you is that we've done, all of us in terms of public health, done a great job in terms of the childhood immunization coverage. We're partnerships, education, media campaigns, yet we are no closer to our target of 2010. So we have still some ways to go, but that's one evidence of us working all together to close some of these gaps in terms of our disparities. If you go to chicagobreastcancer.org, you'll see another step that was taken forward in terms of the task force that came out in terms of improving quality and reducing disparities in breast cancer. And the Avon Foundation was nice enough to pledge $4 million to that effort in terms of research. And just some things that we can do as public health, of course, all of you know, is healthy food, in terms of healthy fast foods, more parks and public spaces. Interesting, we want to tell all of our folks to do 30 minutes of walking, but in most urban cities, the alleys are pretty run down. There's no really LA Fitness or Bally's close by, let alone they can't afford that. So, you know, we're kind of counterproductive in terms of our messaging. Active involvement in our community structures to make immediate outcomes in terms of health outcomes, exercise equipment or gym memberships covered by health insurance. That's a novel idea, but I don't know if that's going to go anywhere. Regulatory changes in food additives and elimination of vending machines from our schools, which is another discussion. But with that said, hopefully you got a picture of where we are in terms of the health department in this economic climate. And thank you.